Napa Know How.
Chase Elliott here letting you know that when you spend $25 at Napa this month, you get a free Chase Elliott racing hat. Need a set of brakes? How about a new battery? Both are hat worthy. Replacing an air filter, then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? That works too. Go get your free Chase Elliott hat today. Quality parts, helpful people, free hats. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/19.
Political commentator, radio talk show host, founder of the American Liberty Center. And Lori can be heard on 94.9 Sundays from 1 to 3. And we're going to be talking with her as we do once a week here. And today she is spreading the true meaning of Christmas and why commercialism of the birth of our Lord God is the atheist of Christmas. What we could do to change that and make the season brighter for everyone. Lori, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. And you know something? Christmas, it's so commercial, it's so everything, and it's very difficult for some. It really, really is.
It's a tough time of year for many people, and because they're so far from the true meaning of Christmas and from Christ, and, you know, I believe that our country is our foundation is a Christian foundation. We were founded. And our liberties, our uniquely American liberties, our Christian liberties coming from the Old and New Testament, all of our laws have sprung forth from the Bible. And I've done a lot of studying on property rights and coveting and what the Bible says about these things. And it's just amazing to get into the heads of our founding fathers and understand what Christ meant to them and what Christianity meant to them. But we've taken it out of the school systems. We've ignored Christ in the holiday season. Many people find no problem with not even thinking about Christ, not once, and celebrating the season in their family traditions. But you know, with divorce and sickness and occupations, a lot of people are away from their families, and it can be a very lonely time of year. I think, though, Brad, that I was looking up what the word Christmas means, and it was fascinating to find, I was baptized Catholic, and I went to Catholic grammar school in high school, but I consider myself a Christian today, but the Catholic Church is the rituals that I was taught throughout my entire life, I have embraced, and they mean something to me. It's in my DNA today. However, when you look up the word Christmas, it's really not a celebration of the birth of Christ. It's a celebration of the death of Christ and his sacrifice. And so when we say Merry Christmas, we are actually saying Happy Death of Christ. That is the Mass celebrating the body and blood of Christ and the communion in the Catholic Church. And so I was wondering why Christians don't celebrate Christmas like Catholics do, and I found the answer in that passage, in that meaning, in that definition, is that we have totally lost the connection with the Bible and with Christ in a lot of these different rituals, so to speak. I would love to see people, Brad, instead of giving an expensive gift that is not worth anything 5 years down the line, or I would love them to pick up a Bible and read the Bible and start planting those seeds. This is the time of year to do that. If for non-believers to pick up that Bible and just to any passage anywhere and start reading it again.
You know,
because the emptiness we feel can be filled by that Bible.
You know, one thing that I wanted to tell you, I picked up, this was several weeks ago, mm-hmm. a small book called God Bless America, Prayers of Reflection for Our Country. And in this book, and I use it from time to time, it is amazing the number of our leaders who have written messages of faith in this book. I'm talking about Eisenhower. I'm talking about Calvin Coolidge, our presidents. I mean, really powerful, powerful messages. And
oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And this is the book that it's in.
It's amazing. You know, Brad, looking into words, that's so fascinating for me. The host, we buy hostas. In the host and the different symbolism in the Bible is intertwined into our Christmas traditions. But what I wanted to say is that the Bible is so important, and there's so many, all of the loneliness, all of the pain, everything that we suffer with, the breakdown of the family, drug addiction, etc. If people would only take the time to turn to the Bible, and I'm not saying this lightly. I know that it changes lives. I know that it brings happiness. And also, find a local Christian church, any local Christian church, if it's biblically based. My show Sunday is about the Marxist infiltration into the churches, and it's going to be a fascinating show. Trevor Loudon, who's been he's been on my show several times to talk about Marxism and communism, global communism, but he has done an extensive research into the amount of money that the federal government has been pouring into churches to control the churches and control the messages. It is so fascinating. It's scary in a sense, but, you know, one thing is true. If you just look towards the truth, if you open the Bible and start reading it, everything becomes so clear, and not even being taught the Bible and listening to sermons is one thing, and attending church. Many people don't want to do it. I'm asking people to try, open their minds, open their hearts, and just try this season.
Laurie Hopkins Cavanaugh, who is with us once a week, and she tells us how she feels and where she goes and who she talks with. She can be heard at 94.9 on Sundays from 1 to 3, and she's with us once a week. Laurie, have yourself a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
God bless you.